Twin Cities
Stop
Best
it.
Mix.
Stop it. Now.
Twin Cities Best Mix is 101.3 KDWB. Steve Cochran Show. Who can take a rainbow? The Candyman can.
Thanks to Pearson's for sending us over the nut goodies that they, the little nibble sizes now.
Which I'm handing out to the staff right now. The Candyman can.
He's at the staff, throwing it at. Oh, you're going to put somebody's eye out, my young man.
Sean, how long you plan on working in this business? Get your little butt over here and pick up that nut goodie that
Sean,
you just flung at me.
Whip them all back at him.
Hey.
Welcome to Nut Goody Land. It's 809. Thanks to Pearson's for sending those over.
That's really nice. I like those people over there.
Little mini nut goodies.
Mm-hmm. Nibbles.
Well, there you go.
Nibbles, they're called.
Other people's confessions. Do we have one? Let's go to the phone. All right, you're going to tell us now a confession, not about you, but about someone you know.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
All right, tell us the confession. No names, please.
Okay. Well, back in the late 50s, my uncle and his friend were walking down, Central Avenue in Minneapolis, and had one of the old garage door springs, and they were swinging it around, and it let go, and they were near Transformers. And it let go and hit the Transformers and put out the lights in Minneapolis in that area.
Well, I had heard something, about, you know, the old-timers, they talk about stuff like this. In the late 50s, there was a big blackout here, and it was caused by your uncle.
And his friend.
And nobody knows about it.
No, it was in the paper the next morning. My grandmother was reading it, and I hope my uncle's not listening now because he's going to kill me.
What's his first name?
Mike.
Mike. Mike the blackout guy. Well, I'm sure he has nightmares every night about the consequences of his evil deed.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
See you later. 8:11. Still taking other people's confessions through 9. Again, the deal on this is the confessions we've been taking on Confession Wednesday over the past several weeks have just flat out sucked. So we're looking for you to tell us about other people's secrets, dirty little secrets. Call us with confessions at 989-KDWB. Stupid News coming up next, 8:11.
So there you are. Rooting through the freezer for that same old, same old. But wait, what's this? This isn't Lean Cuisine. This box is green. Healthy choice chicken and vegetables in a box of deep green. And as you look the box over, comes another surprise. For Healthy Choice, the one in green, has 1/6 the fat of Lean Cuisine. Ah, but it couldn't possibly taste the same. Right again. For Healthy Choice is made with a way of cooking that's closer to art. Tender white meat of chicken, served over pasta, tossed with crisp garden vegetables, and a tomato sauce rich with mushrooms and onions, a hint of Marsala wine. All this flavor, 1/6 their fat. So which would you wish to find in your freezer? Lean or green? Healthy choice. The choice is yours.
Look for money-saving coupons on Healthy Choice dinners in your Sunday paper.
From the earliest times, no one has captured the imagination like those romantic characters who roam the high seas in search of treasure. But if truth be told, behind all the glamour and romance lay the everyday realities of the pirate way of life.
Oh, I can't dig any deeper. I got blisters on me fingers. Oh, I've got blisters on me fingers. Quit your whining, Mr. Lacey Pants. We got treasure to find.
But my hands really do hurt, and my arms are tired, and my lower back is sore. I got a little bit...
Fortunately, times have changed. Hit it, boys.
At Treasure Island Casino, it's never been so easy to get your hands on some loot. With 52 blackjack tables, high-stakes bingo, and over 1,000 high-return slots, Treasure Island pays out millions every single week. So set sail today. It's just 30 minutes south of the Twin Cities off Highway 61.
Treasure Island Casino, for the pirate in all of us.
One day, you finish school, move away from home, and realize you're on your own. Suddenly, there are no rules.
I've never lived with a strange guy before.
I can move in tomorrow.
No limits.
Jake, can I come in?
Kelly,
the minute you walk through this door, you and I both know what's going to happen.
No turning back.
Excuse me for taking life a little seriously, but if I don't pay the rent, I'm out on the street.
It's a time in life when your friends become your family.
You know, as a roommate, you're basically uptight, bossy, and incredibly judgmental. It's like living with my mother.
Billy, just go to your room.
When you're ready to find your place in the world, you don't have to do it alone.
Welcome. It's a pretty nice building. The natives are a little weird, but they're friendly.
Well, I'm right at home then.
Melrose Place, the new series from the creators of 90210, premiering tonight right after a special episode of The Simpsons on Fox.
Don't miss the premiere of Melrose Place tonight following The Simpsons at 7 p.m. on KITN Fox 29.
Good evening, I'm Hugh Downs.
And I'm Barbara Walters, and this is
Stupid News
from ABC News. Around the world and into your home, the stories that touch your life. With Hugh Downs and Barbara Walters,
this is Stupid News.
Before we get to the full complement of Stupid News, I did want to bring this stupid concert item up. Guns N' Roses is coming back. Oh, thank God. Guns N' Roses and Metallica with special guest Faith No More at the Metrodome on Tuesday, August 5th. The show starts at 5:30. I'm sorry, Wednesday, August 5th. The show starts at 5:30 in the afternoon. It's going to be like an all-night deal. tickets on sale Monday. That's this coming Monday at 8:30 at all Ticketmaster locations. Date and stick of outlets, Great American Music Stores. Charged by phone, 989-5151. Guns N' Roses. Here's my Guns N' Roses impression.
Oh, sweet child of mine.
Thank you very much. All right, on to the stupid news now, shall we? Guns N' Roses, Metallica, and Faith No More. Combine all three bands. You know what their SAT verbal scores were? 27. Item number one, upon discovering that his wife had been... We did this one.
Early this morning.
Oh. Item number one, upon discovering that his wife had been involved with another man, Gibbon Headley of England sought to take his own life and that of his wife's lover as well. Accordingly, he outfitted himself as a human bomb and waited for the boyfriend to approach. The blast did not kill either party. Headley crawled over to the disabled victim, the boyfriend, the lover of his wife, and did what he wanted to do in the first place. Did him in by beating him to death with the bomb's detonator. Say, there's a man on a mission, huh? Item number two, Robert Doherty, an attorney in Salem, Virginia, was waiting in his office to meet a client he was defending on charges of drunk driving, and he heard a loud crash. Doherty ran to the reception area, and he found his client sitting right there in the car, which he had just driven through the front door of the building after drinking heavily prior to their meeting. Oh, boy. And finally, item number three, Bob Holt was beaten on the head in downtown Seattle. You'd be saying, why?
Why was he beaten on the head in downtown Seattle?
He was disguised as a mallard duck. Someone described as a six-foot bearded man wearing an English driving cap spun Bob around, pulled off his duck head, and smacked him over the head with the duck bill. I didn't speak to him. I didn't flap my wings. I didn't do anything to start it. He just saw that I was wearing a duck thing, and he hit me. Which just goes to show, if there's one lesson I want you all to take out of the show today, never walk around downtown Seattle dressed like a duck. I think we all have learned a little lesson here today.
Get up and get going with the Steve Cochran Show.
Quack, quack. More coming up with Todd Friel on Wide World of Todd.
Wake up in the morning. The Steve Cochran Show on KTWB.
Twin Cities Best Mix is 101.3 KTWB. Steve Cochran Show. Yankees beat the Twins 2-1 last night. 67 and muggy now. KTWB. Set Adrift on a Memory of Bliss or some damn thing, I don't know. 825. Steve Cochran Show on KDWB. Oh, boy. I like that song. I mean, I like PM Dawn.
What are you laughing about?
Because I'm an idiot. It's 825.
Why are you an idiot?
I'll tell you what. We'll play the tape of the show for you later. You can give me $2 and I'll get you a transcript.
What do you mean by that?
God. What? What? Catch up.
Catch up. I know. I just, you always are an idiot.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Oh, okay. I get it.
You've known me for 4 years. That's news? 825. Let's go to line two here. You went by TJ Cinnamon's, sir. Line two. You went by TJ Cinnamon, sir.
Hello?
Yeah. You were at TJ Cinnamon's this morning with Todd?
Yeah, I sure was. I was the first customer.
Conference him with Todd, if you will. Todd, do you remember this guy? Todd, do you remember this guy?
Yeah, I sure do. He was the first one to come in this morning.
And sir, you're embarrassed because you said what to Todd?
Well, then I wanted his buns.
You told Dear, told another man you wanted his buns.
And he didn't even order a roll.
I sure did.
How did you, was it going all right out there when you were there, sir?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, so you're a fan of Todd's now, too, I suppose.
Well, yeah. Definitely.
How about Steve Cox?
So everyone at Sears Auto Body.
Oh, Sears Auto Body.
Well, Auto Body and Auto Center.
Oh, is that where Todd was? Was he getting his car fixed? He should have been working on stuff for the show?
Yeah, I forgot to put back his oil plug.
Oh, hey, Friel.
Yes?
You know, you're supposed to be out.
I was out doing the roll thing. This guy's making it up.
Sir, are you lying to me?
No.
Todd.
Sir,
you know.
Need I remind you that I gave you a T-shirt?
No, you gave me a CD and both.
Oops. Okay.
thanks for the call, sir. Todd. Meeting at 9:30.
Yeah.
Meeting at 9:30 after the show. My
office. Well, I can prove to you that I was out peddling the rolls.
Yes.
I was out with my big fan rolls because I was going to tell you my New York story because everybody's been so cool. Because where else but Minnesota could you walk up to people with a tray full of food and say, "Here, eat one of these," and they just say, "Oh, that looks very delicious."
Yeah.
So everybody's being very nice. I get up to about the 15th person and. Do you think they might be from New York? I said, "Hi, would you like a roll? It's free." And I'm going to have to bleep myself. This woman who's like 65, blue hair, goes, "What, are you out of your bleeping mind?" I guess that would be no, is what you mean.
Did she grab her crotch at any point?
No, absolutely not.
We'll come back to Todd in a minute. 8:27, let's get the cars.
And Pete Bush's live traffic update brought to you by Snyder's. Protect yourself from the summer sun with copper tone tanning products on sale at $1 off with Summer Blast coupon this week at Snyder's.
Well, speeds are still down at 25 miles per hour on West 494 in Bloomington from Nicollet Avenue onto 35W and 35 North. Continues heavy up from 90th Street to 494. Speeds in that spot at 30 miles per hour. An accident cleared out. 494 south at 94 up in Maple Grove. The heaviest traffic starts ahead of that near Highway 55 towards Carlson Parkway in the single lane construction. Out west of Highway 12, heading eastbound, it's still heavy, approaching Highway 101.
The USA basketball team continues to tear things up, an average margin of victory of better than 50 points. And it's caused some controversy. People are saying, well, it's just not even fun. You know, I mean, there's no competition at all.
There isn't.
So we're balancing things out now. We're bringing the dream team home. And to make things more fair for the rest of the world, we're sending over the nightmare team, which is the Timberwolves intact, to play the world.
That's mean.
See you later. 8:28.
Hey, good morning. I'm Lee Walsovic with a KDWB 60-second update. Witnesses say it's a miracle that no one on the ground was injured or killed when two small planes collided over downtown St. Paul during rush hour. But four people, two from each plane, died in yesterday's afternoon crash. One of the planes was carrying blood for the Red Cross from Hayfield. The other was practicing touch-and-go landings at the downtown St. Paul airport. The cause of the collision is under investigation. Bill Clinton says he's very close to ending his search for a running mate. Sources say the Democrat met yesterday with three prospects, including Nebraska Senator Bob Kerry, who flew to Arkansas for a midnight meeting. A 54-year-old Crystal woman was pulled out of her car at knife point and kicked to the ground early yesterday in St. Paul by one of two muggers who fled with the car and $500 in cash. According to police, the car theft and robbery took place about 1:55 a.m. in the parking lot of the Byerly Supermarket at 1959 Suburban Avenue. The woman, who was not seriously injured, was still in shock over the experience late yesterday afternoon. And Uncle Milty will be next to Ted Turner and Ted Koppel in October when Ted and Ted are inducted into the Television Academy Hall of Fame. Four other TV greats will be honored at the same time: Bill Cosby, Andy Griffith, Sheldon Leonard, and Dinah Shore. Milton Berle was the Television Academy's first member. He announced the honorees yesterday. The induction ceremony will be held October 3rd in Florida. All of the KDWB forecast coming up next.
I love red. My convertible is red. My hair, a magnificent red. Even my palms are red. I have 12 pairs of red shoes. I saw Hunt for Red October 17 times. I often embarrass myself just so I can turn red. So, of course, I wouldn't think of missing the Musicland Red Tag Sale. Not only can I get great values on all the compact discs and cassettes I want, plus savings on video cassette movies, boomboxes, blank tape, carrying cases, and more, I also get to see those wonderful little red tags from one end of the store to the other. The Musicland Red Tag Sale is just to die for. Ooh, gotta run. I think I hear a fire engine.
We got the sun!
Get Celine Dion's self-titled release on Epic and the B-52's Good Stuff on Reprise. Hurry in.
Musicland's Red Tag Sale ends July 19th.